Today we continue with lesson number 90 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We're still in the 22nd Perek, deep in the 22nd Perek, with Mishnayos 8 and 9. Perek Chof Beis, Mishneches, and Mishnetes. Now, Mishneches, if you follow the Meforshim on the page in the Mishnayos, it's quite simple. However, the principles, concepts which emerge from a study of Mishneches contradict other things which we've learned quite a while back. And therefore, Rabbi Posen, in his book of sketches and diagrams, and I explained to you that it's a wonderful, handy booklet. I have it in the form of three little booklets, but it comes also as a little brochure, a little pamphlet. Besides the diagrams, which are so helpful, I think indispensable, he also provides supplemental material. And here he reproduces actually a photocopy of a page from the Chazon Ish, his comments on the Mishnayos Kelim and Hilchos Kelim, and the Chazon Ish, because of these various difficulties, has a different approach to this Mishnah. And it makes good sense for many reasons, and I don't need to be the one to commend the works of the Chazon Ish. However, since the Chazon Ish, of course, was a 20th century Gaon, and a great Gaon, but we're going to follow in our explanation here the simple explanation which you find in the Bar Tanura and the Tiferes Yisroel, and Kahati, etc. If you're interested, either look in Rabbi Posen's booklet or consult the Chazon Ish's work himself, and the Marmokom, the reference in the Chazon Ish, is Simen Chav Vav of Kelim Sivkotin Tes Vav. For those of you who are interested in a little bit of depth, I highly recommend this. It's only a paragraph in the Chazon Ish, but it completely changes the approach to this Mishnah. Again, despite what I'm saying, we're going to take the simplest approach, just really translating the words. Shida, a large box. Large, but not large enough so that it contains arboim saw balach, that you could put in 40 saw worth of fluid, because if it's that large, it's not makabel tumah, because it doesn't move, it stays in one place. So it's a large box, but less. It cannot contain 40 saw balach. And it has a lid, and it has a bottom, and it has four walls. Shido shenite lo elyon, if we remove the lid, to meyo, it's still in mekabel tumah b'mehatachton. You have a box with a bottom. Nitel hatachton, if you took off the bottom, to meyo b'mehatachton elyon, it still has four walls and a top, and it can still be used to keep things in. It still is a kli kibud. You could put things in there if there has no floor to the box. Nitel ho'elyon v'yatachto. However, if it's missing its lid and its floor, Rabbi Yehuda mitamei v'pnei hadapin. Rabbi Yehuda said it's still mekabel tumah because of the walls. The defanos, they remain, and it still is a kli kibud. You could put it over on its side, some of Farshim say, and that way you can put things in this big frame, rectangular frame. However, v'chachomim mitaharin. The chachomim say no. If it's missing both tachton and elyon, no floor and no lid, and all it has is four walls, then it is not mekabel tumah, because it cannot function as a trunk or as a closet anymore without a floor and without a lid. The Mishnah continues, yeshivas hasatos. Most Meforshim disagree with the Bar Tanura's approach. The Bar Tanura imagined the Satos is a person who hews, H-E-W-S, who carves, sculpts out of stone. So, according to the Bar Tanura, if he has a big block of stone and he carves for himself in the stone a seat and sculpts as he's sitting on the stone seat. However, we know that stone, kliavonim, are not mekabel tumah, even tumas medras, the tumah of sitting upon something. So therefore, the other Meforshim learn that we're speaking here of a satusel, right? A person who's a stone worker, he's working in stone, but he's sitting on a large chunk of wood. In other words, he has the stone that he's working on this big chunk of wood, and he carves a seat for himself in the wood, and he works in that manner. So Yeshiva Sasato, says the Mishnah, Tome Medris, that's a chair. At the chair, it's Mekabel Tumas Medris. If a Zov, a Nida, etc., sit on it, it becomes an Avatuma. Kofes is a big block of wood. No base kibble, no shelves in it, no carvings. Big block of wood. Sheserko, he dyed it and painted it red. Now it's a big red block of wood. How beautiful. Vichirkomo, or he dyed it with charkom, which is saffron, S-A-F-F-R-O-N. So it's a yellowish block of wood. So he painted it all yellow. Or v'aso ponim, he smoothed its edges, and now it looks like, oh, what a beautiful block of wood. But it's not a functional block of wood. It's just something pretty. Rabbi Akiva metame. Rabbi Akiva says it is still mekabel tume, because it's a kli, it's a vessel. The Chachomim mitarin. The Chachom say all it is a chunk of wood. A chunk of wood is pshuta kliyetz. It's not mekabel tume ad sheyochokpo, unless he carves out in the wood something, a bowl so that he can put things in it, a chair so that he can sit on that part of the block of wood. But without being chokek something, without carving something into the wood, without fashioning a base kibble, it remains a bul eitz, a big chunk of wood. It's not mekabel tumah according to the Chachamim. Hasal v'hakalkolo, the person has a basket. A kalkola is a large basket. Shemilon teven o mochin. And he filled this basket with straw or with rags. So, his skin on the yeshiva. And he did that because now he wants to sit on top of it. He wants to make it a chair out of it. No. Tahorin. It's not a chair. Why is it not a chair? Even though he designed it, his design is to sit upon it as a chair. That's his intention. No, we say Botla Daitom Eitzel Kol Adam. His intention is worth nothing, because you can't consider this a chair, because the rags and the straw are going to fall out. There's nothing holding them in place. You have a big basket open on the top. You stuff in rags, you stuff in feathers, you stuff in the straw. If they're here today, gone tomorrow. So it's not a chair. However, Sergon, suppose he weaved on top of the basket a netting made of gemi, of a reeds, or b'mishicha, or of string. So now he has a kind of a netting, a screen, on top of these rags or straw, and now they're not going to be here today, gone tomorrow. They're going to stay in place. Temein, now it's a chair. It's no longer a basket, it's a chair. And it's metame tumas medris. If it's just a basket, it's mekabel tumah, but it's not mekabel tumas medris. But now that it's made in such a way that the teven or mochen are permanently contained in the chair, it is a chair and it is mekabel tumas medris. And so we have finished Mishnah Tes, almost finished Perek Chofes. We have one more Mishnah to go, which we'll learn in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. But for now, we finished Mishnah Ches and Tes, and in the process concluded lesson number 90.